My name is Charles Stimson. In the fall of 1869, my brothers, my father, and I came to Mackinac City to cut timbers and construct a dock for Edgar Conklin, the town's founder. The Civil War was a few years behind us, and Maine was no place to be. So we moved permanently to Mackinac that February. After building the dock, we began to cut cordwood to supply fuel to the steamers passing through the straits. The average steamer would take 40 to 60 cords of wood. So by cutting between 12 and 15,000 cords a winter, we stocked up enough for about 300 steamers. Mackinac was a busy port. When the boats converted to coal, we lost most of our market. But we continued to sell wood for railroad ties and for home heat. But wood sales alone could not support our family, so we did whatever we could find. We fished and transported people and goods to and from St. Ignace. We even helped build the first road from Mackinac to Sheboygan. I met my wife in Mackinac City, where she was a school teacher. We homesteaded 160 acres about 3 miles southeast of Mackinac City. In spite of poor soils and a short growing season, together we made our farm prosper. We plowed with oxen and raised oats and hay. We raised sheep, cattle, pigs, and chickens. Our orchard contained apples, pears, plums, and cherries. Using new agricultural techniques, we produced enough for our table and for a cash crop in the market. Enjoy your visit to our farmhouse. We're so glad you stopped by.